Hi guys, my name is Sophia Nwanze, and you are listening to Perspective with Soph.
Hello, beautiful people. My name is Sophia Nwanze, and I want to say thank you for listening to today's episode of Perspective with Soph. I'm really glad and really excited to be, you know, sitting here talking to a mic like a crazy person again. On today's episode, we're kind of going to like navigate how I view myself versus how I think the world views me. I think that like who we are and who we perceive ourselves to be versus who the world perceives us to be are very, like, not different, but very conflicting in a sense. I feel like I'm a very solitary person in regards to how I view myself. I think that I like to be alone. I enjoy the comfort that I get in being alone because there are no, like, extrinsic expectations, you know, weighing me down. Like, obviously, no matter what you do, there's always going to be that voice inside you. You know how you have like intrinsic motivations and stuff. But the knowledge that there's no like outside factors playing a role in like my day to day makes me value that comfort in being by myself like 10 times more. And, you know, obviously, God puts people in our lives for a reason. God gives us access to form connections, build friendships, make relationships with people for a reason. Like every person that we meet and every person that we come across serve a very huge purpose in our lives. And I'm super grateful for that. And that is not something that I will ever, ever, ever take advantage of. And I think that once you understand like the different roles that people play within your life, then you kind of also start to see yourself a little bit differently. But like I said, like I think that I'm a very solitary, like one unit person, which is not a bad thing, but also kind of sounds a little bit bad. Like I definitely value my me time, and I definitely value that kind of like solace and like, I don't know, calmness. You know, there's no like outside voices that are just kind of weighing me down, versus I feel like whenever people talk about the way they view me, I feel like it's very, oh, you're such a go-getter, oh, you're like, you're so this, you're so goal-oriented, you're so this, you're so that, which is not a bad thing, and I'm glad that people see, like, the effort that I put into my daily life, and I will never deny this, like, I have a very large personality, that is who I am, I'm a very extroverted person, I love meeting new people, I love socializing, I love, you know, getting to try new things, making new experiences, and I think that I understand and I interpret that largeness of my personality in a different way than the people around me do, if that makes sense. I feel like I see it as kind of like a me in my own space being willing to achieve, and the other people see that as like my personality of being a go-getter. Does that make sense? I feel like that's the best way that I can put it. Like, yes, I have a large personality. Yes, I like to step into a room and make an impact in whatever space that I'm in. But I also like value that within myself. Like, this is not something that I do for like outside recognition. Like, it's not something that I do for people to be like, oh my gosh, she just did this. Like, no, that's just something that I do. And I'm like, oh, I just did that. Like, okay. Like, someone will be like, oh my gosh, like, remember that time you did this? And I'm like, okay. And someone's like, oh my gosh, weren't you this? And I was like, yeah, I guess. Like, and, like, I just truly believe that humility is, like, a very big virtue, and it's something that I carry very deep within myself, like, which is very weird to think about, because 2 weeks ago, in the episode I posted 2 weeks ago, I talked about, you know, my failures and how I handle rejection, and I, you know, talked about how I tend to focus a lot more on the things that I don't get versus the things that I do get, which I think there is no negative side of being humble, but I think that that's kind of like the flip side of me being humble is that like, oh yeah, I did this and I'm glad that I did this. I'm not going to brag about it. I'm not going to talk about it. But then I'm like thinking about the things that I didn't get and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I wish that I got this. You know what I'm saying? And me having a large personality, like, obviously that's who I am, that's who I was born as, but I think, like, it took me a while to kind of, like, cultivate that. I've always kind of been, like, that, like, almost smaller friend, in a sense, and I'm not talking about, like, just physically, but also, like, in a sense, kind of physically. Like, I'm unfortunately, not unfortunately, but like I am skinny, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh my gosh, guys, like I'm so small. But like now I'm kind of like the taller, like I'm like 5'6", like I'm kind of like average height, but like in comparison to a good amount of my friends, I am kind of taller, but I've always kind of been like on the smaller end of things. Like I'm usually the youngest in my friend groups. Like I remember I went to boarding school when I was 10 and I was really short. I think I was like 4'11" or something like that. I was very short. I was not 5 foot or anything, yet I was in a room. My roommates in boarding school, I think there were 6 of us in a room, and I was the smallest one. Like, I was so small. All of them were older. I remember all of them had gotten their periods, and I hadn't. Like, I was the smallest one. They had all, like, hit 5 feet. They had all, like, started, like, wearing bras and stuff, and I hadn't. Like, I was just always kind of the smaller one. And that, like, physically, that was one thing, but also, like, I didn't know how to speak up for myself. I didn't know how to stand up for myself. Like, and again, you're in boarding school at 10 years old. And how it worked, it's like there was not really like an age limit. So I remember like I was 10 and like one of my roommates was like 12 at the time or like 13 or something like that. Like, and so I just never really knew how to stand up for myself. And I think I got to a point. Let's see. Yeah. I was 10. And I moved. Okay, so I moved and I was in a new space and I had to like, again, figure out how I wanted people to view me. Again, I was still very small. Like, I didn't have a large voice. I didn't know how to speak up for myself. Oh my gosh, I remember I was in fifth grade and in Nigeria, we call them primary schools and they're not called elementary schools. So at my primary school, I remember they did like prefects for like the fifth graders and everyone was so cool. And I remember I got like social prefect and I was so confused because I was like, I'm not really like a very outspoken person, or at least I wasn't at the time. Like at that time, I was not really an outspoken person. I just was always kind of there. And I remember I got social prefect. I remember one time I had to like present something or like talk to like the school as like the social prefect. And I was like, hey, and I was so like timid and I didn't know how to speak for myself. And that was like kind of like at the start of my fifth grade year. And then I remember at my fifth grade graduation, this is actually like my biggest accomplishment, so take note of this. At my fifth grade graduation, I got to give the graduation speech, and that was the first time in my life that I think I have like spoken to a large group of people. And I remember I was so nervous, I was fidgeting, but then I got up on that stage and I was like, I did it, like, and I did it perfectly. And I think that was the first time I ever like kind of saw myself as like a larger than life personality. And that was the first time I ever realized like, oh, I actually can speak for myself and I actually can speak up for myself. But then right after that, I went to boarding school and I just kind of like kind of contracted back a little bit because again, like I didn't know how to speak for myself when I'm, you know, living in a room with 5 other girls who are all older than me, bigger than me, like in a sense, more mature than me. So whatever. Okay. I don't know if I would say that I like quote unquote believe in the butterfly effect, but like I do definitely believe that like each decision that we make and most of the decisions that we make play a role in like a series of events of the decisions that we make coming after that. I don't know if that makes sense. I remember there's like a theory for it, but it's just like, what is it? What is it called? I forget what it's called, but it basically kind of states that like, for every decision that we make, a universe exists where we don't. So for every decision that you make, there's a quote-unquote, I guess, universe that exists where you don't make that decision and you make a different decision. And so, like, for every decision in our lives, there's, like, a universe that exists for that decision that we didn't make. And so I want to say, the time that I realized that I really, 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 truly had a voice and had a power as a leader and someone that was very out there and someone who kind of stepped up was probably like in freshman year of high school. Now, again, I have a large personality. That is who I am. But having a large personality does not exactly make you like an outgoing person. Like there is no like direct correlation between the two. Or I guess causation, like, having a large personality is not the cause for you being an outgoing person. But, like, you can correlate the two. So there is a correlation, but it's not a causation. Whatever. So I remember freshman year of high school, That was the COVID year. That was the COVID year. So everything was virtual. Everything was online. And then we ended up doing cheer, still like trying to figure out how to make like athletics work throughout, you know, COVID and stuff. And I remember we would do cheer. My high school cheer team was brand new because my school was brand new, and we just kind of had to like figure things out. And I remember, you know, just being in a new space, like being on a new team and being able to actually speak for myself, like say, oh, this is that. And I remember at the end of freshman year, I was like, oh my gosh, like we're basically online. Like nobody really knows each other except for the people that all went to middle school together. Student council elections were coming up, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I just think that I'm going to run for like class president, whatever. Again, this is virtual. Like there's no like active campaigning. Like you just kind of like post about it. Like, hey, like I'm running for class president. And I remember I ran against my friend Lucy, who I love very much. But we actually just like, we're not really friends at that time. We like had danced together on the same dance team like the year before, but we really weren't friends. But I remember I ran for class president and I did lose, but like it really was not that big of a deal to me. Cause again, like this was like, whatever. I love Lucy and she did an amazing job as class president for all 4 years. Like I could not have done what she did. But moving on. So sophomore year comes around. And again, like now I've started to actually put myself out there. Like, and I think when people think of like cheerleaders, it's just like, oh, they're just kind of standing there and like shaking pom-poms, whatever. But to stand in front of a crowd of like over 1,000, 2,000 people at one point is like kind of insane to think about it. Like to stand there and cheer on a team, which again, my high school football team actually really sucked. Like they sucked really bad. Like I'm not even trying to be a hater. They actually just were not good at all. And to stand in front of a crowd and like cheer them on and like be super confident, be smiley, be like look like you're having fun with it. It's not easy. And I think that people think that it's easy, but it really is not. Like, and I remember sophomore year, I got to be JV cheer captain. And that was not the first time, but it was one of the times where I was like, okay, like I do have leadership qualities and people do appreciate these qualities that I do have. And like now I'm starting to see myself and experience myself in a more outgoing light. And I'm now starting to see how I fit into the world as a leader. Again, this is JB cheer. Like it's not that serious, but to me, it's just kind of like it sparked something in me. Right. So I become JB cheer captain with my friend Kennedy. Love her. And that just kind of like, it was kind of like a butterfly effect. So that's why I talked about the butterfly effect before. It just kind of was like a butterfly effect. If I did not become JV cheer captain my sophomore year of high school, I'm telling you, and I know this for a fact, that everything else that I accomplished in high school following that would not have happened. And you're probably like, that is so extreme. Like, what are you talking about? And I'm going to tell you this. So I become JV cheer captain my sophomore year of high school. You know, this sparks new confidence in me, not just because I'm cheer captain, whatever. It sparks new confidence in me because now I start to see myself as a leader. Now I start to like be able to like make decisions that are responsible for other people, like whatever. So I start to see myself as a leader. Then moving on, we get to the end of sophomore year and I'm like, okay, like I think I'm going to give student council another shot. I really, really wanted to do it. So I ended up running for student government. So class council and student government are two different like organization. So I ended up running for student government, which is like kind of like encompasses the whole school. Class council only encompasses your graduating class. So I ended up running for student government vice president at the end of sophomore year. And I remember there were 5 people that ran for vice president at this time, and there's 2 vice president spots. So 5 people ran and there's only 2 winners. And I remember I was the only sophomore running against 4 other juniors. And I was like, okay, like, whatever, like, I might lose, like, that's fine, I don't really care. I tried my best, I campaigned a little bit, whatever. And then I won, and I was like, oh, like, people actually recognize me for something. And I think this kind of became, like an effect where my name was on, like, so many different things between sophomore year and senior year of high school that people just like instinctively just kind of like selected my name whenever they saw it, because they were like, oh, like she's running for something again, like I guess we'll vote for her. Like I just think that honestly is just what I truly believe happened at some point. Like people were just like, oh, her again, like we're just gonna vote for her. So yeah, I end up winning that. That's cool, that's fine, that's dandy. I'm really, really excited. I ended up doing that. I really, really enjoy it. I get to go to a convention. I get to go to conferences to like represent my school. I get to actually start speaking up and having a voice. I just felt so like, not on top of the world, but I finally felt like good about myself in regards to my personality and how I viewed myself and how the world viewed myself. That was not English. And how the world viewed me as a result of this. So this is kind of like a line, like a timeline that's being formed. So I become cheer captain. That gives me confidence. I end up running for something. I won that. That gives me more confidence. And it just keeps going. It keeps going. Keeps going. Just keeps going. Same thing happened. End of junior year, I end up running for vice for student member president. And I remember being guys, I think I'm going to lose. Like, I think that everyone like hated me and I think I'm going to lose. I end up winning that. That's great. Homecoming comes around. I end up winning homecoming queen. That's great. Prom comes around. I end up winning prom queen. That's great. And that just kind of made me realize that the world views me in a certain way that I will never understand. And people around me view me in a way that I just truly cannot get a grasp of. Like, I wish that I could see myself and view myself from the point of view and the perspective of other people just for one moment. Like, I wish I understood why people see me the way that they do. And this is not me taking anything away from myself. I am very proud of who I am. I am very proud of the decisions I make, both good and bad, because they have made me who I am. I'm like proud of all the mistakes that I am going to make in the future, because you learn from these mistakes. You grow from these mistakes. Like, every decision and every outcome of your life makes you a stronger person in like many different aspects, whether you realize it or not. And I think, like, yes, I view myself in one way, and yes, the world views me in a different way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that one way is right and the other isn't. Because there is a reason I view myself as kind of like a, I don't know, dark, mysterious entity, and there's also a reason why the world views me as a go-getter, as an ambitious, like, very, what's the word? Like, I don't know. English is failing me today, I fear, guys. But I feel like there's a reason the world views me in the way that they do, and there's a reason that I view myself in the way that I am. But at the same time, like, there could be another version of me that exists that I'm not aware of. There could be who I actually am that I'm not seeing, and who the world isn't seeing. Like, I may appear a certain way that I don't realize, and the world also doesn't realize, but like, that is the way that I am. So it's very, 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 very interesting to see. Because I feel like when I got to college, right, people saw me in one way, and they treated me based on the way that they saw me. But like, now that I've been here for 2 semesters now I'm realizing that people are now starting to treat me the exact way that people treat me back home. And both ways are great. Like, I'm not saying people are treating me bad, absolutely not. Like, but I'm saying, like, the way that people interacted with me and the way that people treated me when they first met me is very different from the way that people are interacting and the way they're treating me now. Now I feel like they're treating me more as that, like, ambitious go-getter who's always doing this, who's always doing that, who's always doing this. Versus before, they just, like, they kind of saw me as, like, yes, she's outgoing, yes, she's nice, yes, she's very extroverted. Like, that's just kind of what it was. Like, yes, she's very, like, this. But, like, now I feel like I'm noticing a similarity, and I'm noticing a pattern in the way that people are treating me here at college now, and in the way that I, like, my close friends and family treat me. So it's like, do I not see myself in the way the world sees me because I don't believe that that's who I am? Or, like, do I, like, when I'm on my own and in my own space, only see myself a certain way because, like, that's who I want to be? Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm just yapping here at this point. But, like, to sum it all up, I just feel like regardless of what you do, regardless of what steps you take, regardless of where you find yourself, you are always going to view yourself in one way and in one light. And no matter what, the world is always going to view you and see you in a completely different way. It's not going to be, like, it won't be the opposite way. It won't be a negative way, the way you view yourself, but it won't be the same. You know, because you in your head know who you are and who you want to be. But the world is only seeing what is in front of them, what is portrayed to them, what is, like, emphasized to them. Like, you may have so many different characteristics of your personality, so many different characteristics of who you are, yet the world is only seeing, like, two of those. They're only seeing two attributes, two characters. So the other, like, 45 don't matter. But to yourself, you get to kind of, like, reflect and understand all 47 of your personalities when the world doesn't. With that being said, I just want to say that I think that we as human beings should be appreciative of, like, every aspect of who we are. I don't think that you should, like, shut down or hide or, like, I don't know. Sorry. Like I said, English is failing me. It's been a weird day. But, yeah, I just feel like we as human beings should be comfortable in who we are, in the million different ways that we view ourselves, in the ways that the world may view us. And if you don't like the way that the world views you, then I don't know, change it. You are in control. You're in control. Never forget that. I just want to say thank you for listening to today's podcast. I love you all. Super appreciative of you. Bye, guys.